Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Most folks around these parts know if you want a good hearty start to your day, you head to Brahms for a biscuit and gravy. A big golden buttermilk biscuit covered in thick creamy gravy, seasoned just right and loaded with big old chunks of country sausage. And right now, it's specially priced for just $1.79. Mmm. Brahms biscuit and country sausage gravy. Now that's a lot of good eating for just $1.79. Say hello, Martin, and giddy up to your neighborhood Brahms.
What's the status of the agricultural economy? Well, the House Agriculture Committee up in our nation's capital will be holding a hearing on that tomorrow as they get ready to write a 2018 farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway from Texas says the economic situation right now compared to 2012-2013 when they wrote the 2014 farm bill is quite a bit different.
So as we get closer and closer to actually taking the farm bill to the through committee and onto the House floor, it's not lost on any of us that the writing of this farm bill is dramatically different than what was done in 2014. 2014 was coming off of 2 or 3 good years, good yields, good prices. Things were relatively good in production agriculture. Nothing could be further from the truth today. 4-plus years of reduced crop prices, 50% drop in farm net income. So hard times in crop in production agriculture.
The committee's been working on a draft of the farm bill and is awaiting a cost analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. Conaway's office says the draft will be released when all titles of the bill have a score or price tag associated with them. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will be talking with lawmakers during the hearing tomorrow. Secretary Perdue has traveled the nation since becoming secretary, hearing from farmers and ranchers, and Conaway says that will be very helpful.
He's done a terrific job over the last year of traveling the countryside, going into homes, going into places, and talking to real producers about what struggles they are currently facing. And I look forward to having his wisdom, insight into what we can do to address these issues by having his state of the farm economy presentation.
It's likely the Secretary Perdue will be making reference to his Farm Bill principles released by USDA back on the 24th of January. As you may recall, we were busy reporting last week from Phoenix and the Cattle Industry Convention 2018, powered by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. At that meeting, NCBA released their policy priorities for 2018. 5 categories are where those priorities are centered around, including a 2018 Farm Bill, trade and market access, regulatory reform, antimicrobial use, and fake meat. NCBA will be working to make sure that the new farm bill includes funding for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. They also want to protect programs like EQIP and prevent market disrupting policy like COOL. The regulatory reform efforts will focus on finding a permanent solution to the electronic logging devices mandate, modernizing the Endangered Species Act, and replacing the 2015 WOTUS rule. All in all, NCBA leadership saying lots to do in the new year. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is Thursday, February 8th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 20,700 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, and 9,950 weaned calves. For details when a lot may sell, or for a chance to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.